we've all had a job, and you know what I'm talking about. Just a job, you know. Not a career, not a life path, not a calling, you know, a job. A low-paying wage slave, 9-to-5, punch-in, clock-out, going nowhere, dead-end, pud-pulling, underpaid, overworked, underappreciated, underclass, pain in the ass kind of job. Just like a prison sentence, you serve your time, you get the fuck out of there as quickly as possible, and you don't think about it once you ain't there. A job. And why does anybody work a job like that? Same reason anybody does. To make some money, right? You gotta pay the bills, you gotta pay the rent, you gotta put the heat on, you gotta keep the car gassed up. You know, maybe you got kids to take care of. Maybe you got a spouse that needs your support. Maybe you got goddamn medical bills or student loan payments to make off. Maybe you got old folks to take care of. Maybe you got pets. Maybe you got cats. Notice how I distinguish between cats and pets. Maybe you got gambling debts, I don't know. Maybe you got a drug habit you need to fuel. I ain't judging, you know. I mean, maybe you, sir, owe money to the mob. I'm not looking down at you. I'm just saying, you gotta get the money, you know. Maybe you have an unhealthy addiction to mail or used panties, you know. You gotta get that scratch together. I understand. I know what you're talking about, you know. Maybe you out there, you write, yes, you. Maybe you squandered your kid's college fund buying an expensive sports car in an impulse buy, and then you drunkenly wrecked it the same night doing donuts in a parking lot. And now you're playing the lottery every day, you know, hoping to strike it rich so you never have to share the shameful secret with the family you've disgraced and betrayed. You know? I ain't judging. Maybe you need to pay hush money to an intern that saw you murder your rival in cold blood at the office one night, you know? You remember that night, how you forget it, you know? Look on that smug prick's face when you yank that networking cable out of the back of the computer and you wrapped it tight around his neck with the look of horror as his eyes bugged out and you squeezed and then he started convulsing and jerking and you held on for what seems like forever for dear life until he finally just went limp and foam came out of his mouth and you dropped him on the ground and he just laid there crumpled in a heap looking up at you with cold dead eyes and you stood over him feeling like a god, like you just put down a straight dog with your bare hands and you got a big boner when it happened. Yeah, and you still think about that moment every time you fuck the babysitter, you know what I mean? What was I talking about? Jobs. You gotta have a job. And that's what this show is about. For reals. Jobs. Finding them, getting them, keeping them, and in my case, sometimes losing them too. Now, I'd like to start with one caveat, and I know that's a bit uncouth to ask from an audience, but if you would indulge me, and it has to do with recognizing a common thread I find amongst anybody that has worked in the service industry. Behind a desk, behind a phone, behind a name tag, anybody that's ever had to cater to the fickle needs of John Q. Public knows one thing, one lesson, one certitude, one fact so incontrovertible, none shall refute it. One thing you will learn, if you learn nothing else, is that people suck. People suck. And when you're behind the counter or the desk or the name tag, you inadvertently become a target for people that suck. You become some kind of sacrificial lamb, right? For the daily frustrations of pissed off commuters and frazzled mothers and male inferiority cases and discount aristocrats and sometimes just plain old assholes. And what do these assholes always tell you they want when they're wanting to speak to your manager? I want good customer service. Give me good customer service. But of course, good customer service is something that nobody thinks should cost more than $8 an hour, right? And it can be damn hard to keep a smile on your face when you've been on your feet for 9 hours with no breaks and you didn't even make enough tips to pay the taxes on. And everybody that came in let you know how much of an asshole you were because you didn't have the coffee ready on time and, you know, just have a bad day. And a great multitude came in and treated you like disposable road trash. It's kind of made you feel like shit and small and you started having fantasies about fucking nuking the whole human race off the earth and setting fire to Disneyland and engaging in casual cannibalism and just watching the great steaming sea of shit that is humanity just get flushed down the toilet with extreme prejudice like your neighbor's iguana did when you were 8, but you didn't stop, you didn't interfere, you didn't do anything, did you? You just watched it all go down. Because nothing will make you hate the public quicker than having to deal with them. Now, I say this in perpetuity. This indictment of the public, of course, does not pertain to the people that are in attendance to this show tonight. Some of the behavior I'm going to be relaying to you are egregious and terrible examples, most of it my own, and of course this is no way reflected in this audience, and I'm sure you're already aware of that, being the savvy and attractive people that you are. Rather than continue to insult your intelligence any longer, let me just say from the bottom of my heart that I am humbled by your patronage, and I hope you enjoy the show. See that? That's good customer service. Yeah. And I've worked some customer servicing jobs, let me tell you. I mean, your cash register monkey, your unfriendly neighborhood barista, the guy that fixes your computer, takes out your trash, pours out your beer, cleans the shit stains off the back of the toilet face, answers your psychic friend phone call in the middle of the night, you know, when you drunk dialed your ex and some dizzy hoe picked up, and you were hoping I could parlay some of that Miss Cleo Dionne Warwick phone psychic tarot shit into some kind of voodoo curse. Yeah, that was me. I'm Eduardo the psychic. Probably not how you imagine me. Right? Yeah. And I've had to choke back the words I wanted to say more times than I could count, because behind every phone call, behind every service desk, behind every name tag, there simply exists a human being, perfectly flawed, full of the same vulnerabilities, the same wants, the same needs, the same desire, and waiting and wanting and hoping for something better that everybody has. Just waiting for that one day when they too could climb out of the impact crater of low-skill wage labor in America and hold their head up high and say, I am peasant no more! I am now middle class!
Dream.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I wanted.